A 7 foot, 7 inch skeleton, the remains of Charles Byrne, the so-called Irish giant, is to be removed from public display at the Hunterian Institute, the museum in London. Byrne, whose real name was Charles O'Brien, was a famous celebrity when he died in 1783. Originally from Mid-Ulster, his body was acquired in controversial circumstances by surgeon John Hunter. The skeleton has been on display for almost 250 years, but was recently the subject of a campaign to have it removed from public view. In a statement today, the Hunterian said the remains will not now be returned to public display when the museum opens in March following renovations, but will be available for continued medical research. We can talk now to Brendan Holland, who is a distant relative of Charles Byrne. A very good afternoon to you, Brendan. Thank you for taking our call today.
Thank you very much.
You've been involved in this case for quite a number of years. So you're a distant relative and have a similar condition, a similar height issue. So what do you make of this decision now by the museum in London?
Well, in fact, I have exactly the same condition as Charles O'Brien did. I think it's the right decision. I've no axe to grind with it. It is being kept for medical research, and I should point out that when medical students are doing their training, they're shown this skeleton because the end of his lung bones are still cartilage, which meant he was still growing when he was alive. And it's a good illustration of the, one of the traits of being a giant and suffering from this condition. So it's medical evidence of what someone like myself who's suffering from the condition would have had before I was treated in 1972.
And you believe it was access to his remains and that researchers were able to treat you successfully?
Not so much that, Brian. No, it was more access to his skeleton. They were able to remove two of his teeth and take a DNA sample from them, even though the body had been boiled. They were able to remove the DNA, and when they compared it with mine, they were able to determine that A, we were related, and B, we had exactly the same AIP manifestation of the rogue gene.
So the fact that it's been taken off public view is something you welcome, but making it available to researchers is also something you support.
Indeed, we can't do anything for dead people. We can help those who are alive and have this condition, and it's a condition which is particularly prevalent in the area I live in East Tyrone and also in South Derry.
And what do we know about the life of Charles O'Brien, Brendan? It was a short life. I think he died when he was 22, isn't that right?
He did, that's correct. He was born in 1761, was brought up in the Loop area of Derry. His mother was a housekeeper for a famous Catholic well-to-do family, which is a rare commodity in those days. And he was the daughter of the housekeeper, Mary O'Brien. And we've been able to trace descendants of the house owners, and actually they're my relations as well. So I think that perhaps there was may have been some sort of contretemps in the house that ended up producing Charles. But Charles had the gene, and he grew a phenomenal rate. I believe when he was 9, he was taller than his mother, and he went on to this phenomenal height of 7'7", and probably I would say, had he not been so ill, he may have grown even taller. As we know, there was a gentleman in the United States who grew to almost 9 foot tall.
And he had this, well, we described him as a celebrity, but he was an exceptional height and an exceptional physique for that time, or indeed any time.
Oh, without question, because the average height of the ordinary male in 1782 was about 5'4" or 5". So he was, standing 2 foot plus taller than them, and would have been it would have left most of the public gawping at him. And he made a lot of money by exhibiting himself, but I doubt if he felt comfortable doing that because
well, he
people
won't,
with his condition.
Yeah, well, he won't be exhibited anymore as a result of that decision today.
No.
So that's to be welcomed.
No.
Brendan, thank you very much for talking to us. That's Brendan Holland speaking there to us from Dungannon in County Tyrone.